So closing your eyes. We're going to first put our attention on the base of the spine as we always do, so that we can activate the energy that is available within us. The divine is outside of us, and the divine is also inside of us. When we're grasping for the divine outside of us and we haven't cultivated that clearing, that pathway for the divine to come within, then we miss, or we only get partial. So we're here to prepare ourselves within by paying attention to the base of the spine. That's the Muladhara chakra, or root chakra, the root of the energy that grounds us, connects us to the earth plane. It helps to remove the obstacles in our life so that we are taking divine steps instead of karmic steps that are stumbling or not taking the proper route that can be creating weeds in our lives versus beautiful flowering or fruitful endeavors. So as you're putting your attention on the base of the spine, then you can imagine a reddish-orangish light that's swirling through your legs. Take your time to do this so that you are using the divine energy, the reddish-orangish light, to cleanse or purify or energize this lower body chakra. You can imagine it swirling down to through the legs and dissipating any congested energy or releasing pain, pain in the joints, in the hips, in the low back, in the knees, and in the feet and the ankles. You can move them around too. You don't have to sit in some lotus posture. You can be lying down. You can be moving your legs around even to allow this energy to move through and release. No one's looking. And then settle it down so we can call on Ganesha now to remove the obstacles. He's an elephant-headed being with the pot belly, and he rides a mouse. But that is the energy that is available, is to diffuse obstacles. And he has the intelligence to diffuse it immediately. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Gam 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 Now, the energy is being released up the spine in the subtle body in a thin tube of light coming from the base of the spine, piercing all the chakras on the way up. We'll enliven that through a meditation process starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Feel the chest. Move up to the throat. Feel the throat. Clear the throat. Move up into the third eye. Spot between the two eyebrows, then go into the midbrain, the middle of your brain. Bring your attention to the base of the spine. Move up to the navel, the belly button. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. She move up to the throat and the mouth. Va. Now move up to the two eyes. Feel the two eyes and the right and left brain. Feel the right and left brain. Om Ya. Now, breathe in and out through the nostrils a few times, normally. And put your attention now in the two nostrils. Feel the energy coming alive in the two nostrils. Now bring your awareness up to the pituitary, which is the spot between your two eyebrows. It coincides with that spot. You might feel a pressure in the spot between your two eyebrows. Then come back into your brain from that spot between your two eyebrows. Allow your attention to pull you back, backwards, into the middle of your brain. And a little bit up from there, that's where the pineal gland is. You might have the sensation continue at the spot between your two eyebrows, although keep pulling it back. Now, imagine Dr. Pillai standing in front of you in a form that you can resonate with or you recognize easily. Can be his physical form, can be a light body form, can be no form, just a presence. Imagine a beam of light coming from his third eye, piercing your third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows. Now, this energization is going to move you through this process of receiving the Holy Spirit into your being. We'll call on Dr. Pillai's grace and blessings to empower you through this mind process. Allow yourself to let go, melt, dissolve, fall into the abyss of yourself, your higher self. Keep visualizing this light beam entering the spot between your two eyebrows. You can imagine it as a golden light or a white light. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Feel the communion with this super intelligent light, Guru's grace, the blessings coming from Dr. Pillai to penetrate your being, to enliven the spirit within you. Keep receiving it. Soften the third eye area. As if it's pouring into you. This light beam is pouring in. And you're allowing your third eye to become expansive and receive more and more of this pouring in of intelligence. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaram, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Feel the communion with this light beam melting away the barriers of your consciousness that have been blocking you on your spiritual and material path. You might feel a bursting of the light moving throughout the whole brain and perhaps the body. Keep receiving it as if it's an endless fountain flowing, an endless beam of energy. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaram, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Now, put your attention in the two nostrils. And don't breathe. If breathing goes on, as it will, just pay attention to the nostrils. The breath and the mind are the same, so we want to take our attention off the breath, the normal breathing of air. So we put our attention on the nostrils and that energy or presence comes alive inside the nostrils. Now take that breath, the prana, into the brain stem. So that's at the back of the brain where the spine meets the brain. You don't have to know about it anatomically. You just allow your higher self to take you there as a concept. You may even stop breathing at the brain stem. Now, at the brain stem, the breathing and thought gets transformed, transmuted, purified. Then move up from the brain stem towards the middle of the brain where the pineal gland is. Feel the energy there. Feel as if your pineal gland is breathing. There's a pulse there. You can even say to yourself, my pineal gland is breathing. 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 It's the seat of life, the breath of life, the Holy Spirit. Because what happens in the pineal gland is that time and space will change beyond your ability to understand or reason. time is destiny. When you put your attention on the pineal gland and feel it breathing, your destiny will change. Your destiny is changing as the pineal is pulsating. Absorb the energy beyond the mind. Embrace instantaneous change. Absorb the nanosecond in an instant. You can experience an uncommon life of abundance, of peace, of God. Feel that energy that represents abundance, peace, God. One more time, we'll go through the process. Bring your attention to your nostrils. Receive the empowerment coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, a beam of light, piercing the spot between your two eyebrows. Now put your mind energy into the nostrils. Don't pay attention to the movement of the breath. Put all your conscious energy inside the nostrils. Visualize this breath, this internal breath, moving back from the nostrils into the brainstem, which is towards the back of your head and just above where the spinal column meets the brain, inside your skull. Allow your divine consciousness to pull you there. It's at this point, the back of the brainstem area, where thought gets transformed into divine energy. The highest thought, the highest intelligence. Now the breath, the prana, the life force moves to the pineal gland in the center or middle of your brain, the midbrain. Focus your energy without pushing it. Just allow it to happen. No force. Now, you can repeat internally, my pineal gland is breathing, and feel it. My pineal gland is breathing. Feel it. My pineal gland is breathing. Feel the pineal gland. It's the seed of breath. feel it pulsate. Observe the nanosecond beyond the mind. You're in a space, in a fraction of the mind, where you can embrace instantaneous change. Experience peace, abundance, God. Embrace or pull in what you want to manifest. Perfect health, energy, incredible energy to do anything you want to do. A vibrant personality. Beautiful relationships. Love like you've never seen before in your relationships with your family, friends, colleagues, everyone around you, with yourself. Financial freedom. Perfect peace. Enlightenment. Complete transformation of the body, mind, and soul. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Keep your attention on your nostrils, the pituitary, the pineal gland. Pineal gland is breathing. The body is lighting up. Can let go of the meditation. as you're coming out of the meditation. You can make an internal prayer to Ganesha for removing the obstacles and to Dr. Ply for empowering you to receive the Holy Spirit that is within and outside of you. Empowering you and your consciousness to delve deeper, cleanse the soul, enliven the spirit within each and every cell, the DNA of your body. The synapses in your brain are coming alive. Make a prayer of gratitude for the experience. And slowly, slowly come back to yourselves.